the men and women of our military working with U.S. law enforcement successfully captured Maduro in the dead of night. There was a lot of opposition. There was a lot of gunfire.
Trump posting this photo on social media of Maduro, handcuffed and blindfolded, on board the USS Iwo Jima before arriving in New York City late Saturday. President Maduro has faced narco-terrorism charges in New York since 2020, now facing additional charges of drug trafficking.
At its core, this was an arrest of two indicted fugitives of American justice, and the Department of War supported the Department of Justice in that job.
But just over a month ago, Trump pardoned Juan Orlando Hernandez, the former president of Honduras, serving a 45-year prison sentence in the U.S. for drug trafficking. Now the biggest question, what next in Venezuela, and who will remain in charge? Trump saying yesterday he's not afraid of U.S. boots on the ground to enforce the U.S. goals. And the president insisting Venezuela's oil infrastructure would be a top priority.
We're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in, spend billions of dollars, fix the badly broken infrastructure, the oil infrastructure, and start making money for the country.
Maduro's vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, is now the interim president, with President Trump making clear he wants her to do what the U.S. wants. But she has been defiant, saying that Maduro is still the president and saying what the U.S. has done in Venezuela is a barbarity.